The search for independence can start in many places. In the case of a young man from Tennessee, it began on a Greyhound bus. Dan Collison has his story in part two of his series from aboard a cross-country Greyhound.
Memphis, now reboarding. Be your final call to Memphis. Memphis, Little Rock, Dallas.
At the Greyhound station in Jackson, Tennessee, a young man is about to embark on a journey that will take him a long way from the rural South.
Robert Ivey, I'm coming from Decatur County, Tennessee, about 45 minutes from here. I'm going to Fort Knox, Kentucky for basic training in the United States Army.
18-year-old Robert Ivey is wearing jeans and a baseball cap and has the fresh, wide-eyed look of anyone leaving home for the first time. He's just graduated from high school. Now he's on his way to what he hopes will be a career in the military.
My dad thought it was a perfect idea because, well, I don't come from a very rich family. But my mom, she's still not wanting me to go. She's afraid I'm going to get shot up. But I told her if I do, then it'd be worth it for the freedom, fighting for freedom.
Freedom is a recurring theme as Ivy explains his decision to join the Army. Not just the patriotic kind of fight for your country freedom, but a personal liberty that his friends cautioned him about losing.
A lot of them told me I was making a big mistake, that I wasn't going to have no freedom or nothing, but I figure, I mean, you're not going to have no freedom in life anyway, so you might as well. You're going to have to work and stuff every day, so why not go in the Army and work and get paid for it, get paid good money.
And as he gets closer to the Military Induction Center in Memphis and further from his home in Decaturville, Tennessee, a faint smile comes over Robert Ivey's face.
I feel, different. I freedom from my parents and from my grandparents and stuff. Don't have to worry about anybody else really running my life now except Uncle Sam.
The next day at the induction center in Memphis, Ivy gets his first taste of military life.
You're going to basic training today. You're going to be taught how to walk, talk, run, eat, and think all over again.
The smile from the bus is gone.
You're going to be taught how to walk, talk, run, eat, and think all over again.
The smile from the bus is gone now as Robert Ivey stands with his right hand raised, shoulders back, chin up, and takes the oath of enlistment.
And I will obey the orders.
And I will obey the orders.
Of the President of the United States.
Of the President of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
All right, guys, please stand at ease. Congratulations.
All right. Congratulations.
At the Greyhound station in Memphis, two young men toss their olive green duffel bags into the luggage compartment of an early morning bus and climb aboard. Kevin Altman and Romero Spivey have just been where Robert Ivey is headed, boot camp.
First 3 weeks of basic training was hell. And the reason why I say that is because you do things that you thought you'd never be able to do. It's just as if your body have turned into a machine.
It was a lot of screaming from sergeants telling me what to do, taking commands, doing a lot of push-ups and doing stuff that I just normally wouldn't do.
You do what they tell you to do, when they tell you to do, and how they tell you to do it. And when you're doing it, it's not easy.
Every night I wonder why I joined. I ask myself, I don't know, why did you join the Army?
The answer becomes more evident as their bus gets closer to their hometowns, dusty, depressed hamlets in the heart of the Mississippi Delta, where good jobs are few and far between.
When I was back home, I was holding a part-time job at a supermarket. I was lucky to get that because it was such a small town with one store and many people was applying for a job.
They too have joined the Army to try to break free, to move up and out of a place where downward mobility is the norm.
Because most people today, they're out on the street doing nothing, sitting around. Sometimes they'll look for a job, sometimes they won't, but the Army gives you a second chance to be somebody, to do something with your life.
And their advice for Robert Ivey as he heads for boot camp?
Don't smile and do whatever they tell you.
I'm in the army now. My duty, I'm gonna do mine. I'm in the army now. My duty, I'm gonna do mine. Now, please don't cry, baby. Ooh, the big building's doing fine.